Are you looking for answers to the unknown? Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with Medium Lisa Phoenix.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, a medium and energy intuitive. My show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management. And my special guest this morning is Chris Alexandria, award-winning author, Reiki master, integrated energy healer, licensed crystal therapist, and archangel enlightenment therapist. If you want further information about the show, please go to my website, lisaphoenix.net, or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. I would love it if you would go to my website once again and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook at Lisa Phoenix Live. Now, let me share a bit about Chris Alexandria with you. Again, Reiki master, integrated energy healer, licensed crystal therapist, archangel enlightenment therapist, and award-winning author. Chris Alexandria is an angel intuitive and energy healer with a personal mission to help others become empowered and live the lives they desire because they deserve it. Chris grew up near the ocean on the eastern shore of Delaware, following a transformative journey to Glastonbury, England, more than a decade ago. She embarked on a personal journey to pursue her dream. Chris has since become a leading authority on angels and their healing powers. An archangel enlightenment therapist, soul coach, Reiki master, and crystal therapist, she has designed and inspired angel chatter products to promote her mission of empowering others. Chris has since returned to the Eastern Shore, where she lives on a small island near the ocean with her husband, two cats, and their golden doodle dog, Gabby. Chris offers personal coaching sessions and also tours the country, meeting hundreds of her followers and displaying her products at prominent trade shows, holistic conferences, and other public events. Chris's website is www.angelchatter.com, where she offers a growing line of inspirational products designed by Chris herself, manifested from her many years of experience as a certified healer and life coach, and created to help anyone anywhere to access their divine self and live on their terms. Each angel chatter product is individually infused with angelic energy. All angel chatter jewelry, I know, it's like tongue-tied after you say it enough, huh? Uniquely chosen for their inspirational and often their therapeutic energy properties. Chris also leads intensive energy healing workshops and conducts archangel readings that empower and provide deeper insight on how a person can pursue their dreams and passions. Again, please visit Chris's website at www.angelchatter.com. That's angelchatter.com. Chris, welcome and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lisa. Thank you so much for that. Amazing. Actually, quite amazing. Even though it's a little tongue-tied, but thank you for that great intro.
No problem. So for those our listeners out there who aren't familiar with you, can you really kind of explain more about exactly what it is you do?
Sure. Bottom line, I'm an angel intuitive. So that just simply means I chat with angels. The business name came up. So this gives you a little bit of insight about, hopefully low-key that I am. Our eldest daughter came up to me years ago and she says, "Mom, you chat with angels. Your business name is Angel Chatter." And I went, it's accessible. It's quirky. It's fun. I like it. And then she came back about 10 minutes later and she goes, "And by the way, here's your logo." So being intuitive, kind of runs in the family. And when I was in junior high, our guidance counselor came to our room and he says, you know, from student to student and said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And blurting out of my mouth was, I wanted to be a psychologist. Now, there's nobody in my family in the psychiatric field. So it was something that I certainly wasn't groomed to be. So bottom line, this is something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to help people see the beauty in them. I always wanted to help them become more empowered and live life on your terms, you know, and we bring it right into the family. You know, my husband and I told our daughters growing up, we don't care what you do when you grow up, which may sound kind of harsh, but it has to have two rules. It has to be legal and you have to make enough money because one, you're not living with us the rest of your life. So you might as well do what you love.
Right.
Because when you do what you love, money naturally comes towards you. And that's my wish for everyone, is to live life on their terms. You know, we can get so caught up into, oh, I must live in that huge house so the world will know I'm successful. Yeah, well, that doesn't work. So,
yeah. It even bleeds into not even they'll know I'm successful. It even bleeds into that they'll know that I'm me, that I'm here, you know?
Exactly. So it's living, you know, for example, a couple of years ago, we went to the mayor's ball, and which sounds much more hoity-toity than it really is. We were standing behind one of our neighbors and we both looked at each other in shock and we went, who knew you can clean up so well? He goes, yeah, I'm so used to seeing you in sweatpants walking the dog. Who knew you had a dress? So, you know. So it's living life as you're comfortable, you know? So when you see me at shows, you know, I am angel flight, as we call it, you know, I'm dressed, I'm ready to rock and roll, but I am just as comfortable in my sweatpants, walking Gabby around the island and, you know, chit chatting with whoever. So it's practicing what I preach and then taking that mission out, you know, which is why we do the retail shows, which is
all right. Sorry, everybody, for those technical difficulties. Again, I'm here with Chris Alexandria. Chris. Sorry about that.
You know what? It happens. That's the beauty of being live, isn't it?
Right. And you were telling us about, we were at the mayor's ball and, you know, everybody was seeing each other dressed up a little.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I tried to practice what I preach. You know, we live on a very small barrier island and we love it. It's a great place to be creative. You know, it's funny, my sister and I were talking recently and we're one of the rare folks that we're neither extroverted or introverted. I can be very extroverted, but I treasure that quiet time. And that's what living where we currently live gives me. It gives me that quiet so I can go in and I can write and I can focus, I can meditate, you know, without a bunch of other stuff going on around me.
Exactly. And, you know, that brings up a thing because, you know, we're just, I mean, this is the 3rd of January.
I know. So,
and it's the beginning of the new year. And I know that the last year was quite difficult for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's a lot of people that are kind of looking forward to this year and kind of trying to navigate how they themselves can be more centered, be more balanced. And so I was wondering if you could share maybe a little bit your thoughts on that and
how to
get a proper start into the new year.
Absolutely. One of the, so I pulled some cards. I shuffled my card deck before we went live. And I said, you know, what's the message? And the card that I pulled was radiance. So think about what I shared.
Okay, hold on. Can you hold that thought a minute?
Absolutely.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Angel Intuitive, Chris Alexandria. Welcome back. And the music seems to be going on and on. Okay, here we are.
Isn't Mercury in retrograde already?
Today, it just quite seems to be. Now, you were talking to us about the card you pulled, Radiance. Mm-hmm. Right.
So exactly. So radiance is, you know, it's embracing our essence, embracing who you are. It's like I think you're fantastic, but I don't want to be like you. Yeah, sorry about that, but I want to be me.
Right.
So how could I live life on my terms if I'm trying to be like the fantabulous Lisa Phoenix?
Right.
I wouldn't be. I would be living a disingenuous life. Now, you may inspire me.
Right.
Right? You may inspire me just by pure example, which is really the best, for me, the best kind of example. Like, you know, I love how, you know, you have these, you know, you have various radio shows and you keep stepping out into it. But, you know, stepping out of the closet, stepping into our essence, you know as well as I do, that can be kind of scary. Because, you know, it's like, sometimes it's like we're going out on that limb and who the heck's going to catch us if we fall? So I developed, thanks with the angels, a system called ask affirmations. Now, you know affirmations. Those are the beautiful positive statements.
Right.
Well, ask affirmations are very similar, but they're in the form of a present tense question. So for everyone that is listening, I would suggest you start with the very first one that I still say every day. And it's, why is it safe for me to be me?
Okay.
That sounds kind of simple, and it is, because the beauty of it, of an ask affirmation, you don't look for the answer. But since asking, why is it safe for me to be me? I have written another, well, the ask affirmation book, which was initially self-published, but a publishing house found it, loves it, and it's being re-released under their agency. I believe it's coming out in February of this year.
Wonderful.
I'm working on my third book, which will be the basis of my authorization course. So it's, I keep stepping up into it. And a really cool side effect, and I can't promise this for everybody, I have grown 1 inch taller in my height.
Really?
Really. I've been 5'8 all of my adult life. You know, I studied ballet for 11 years, many, 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 many years ago. You know, I do yoga, not as often as I really could, but I do yoga, you know, so I know good posture.
Right.
And I went to the doctor when I had bronchitis, so hardly feeling like standing tall. And the nurse measured me. She says, you're 5'9". And I looked at her, I said, can you measure me again? And she said, honey, I've been doing this a while. I kind of know what I'm doing, and you're 5'9". I'm like, okay then. And I went back a year later, and I'm still 5'9". And I've had more people comment that they love watching me walk, and you've gotten taller. And I've gotten questions as, how did you get to be so tall? So all of these references about my height have creeped in since I've been asking, why is it safe for me to be me? And I'm much more comfortable than I ever have been about sharing what I do. You know, my husband's, you know, a CFO by trade, so very corporate. Mm-hmm. My dad's this amazing chemical engineer, developed formulas in college that they still teach. My mom's this domestic goddess, and here I come. The wing and halo goddess, right? So hardly conforming to what I surround myself with. So for years, you know, I would pull on my big girl pants and I would just say, yeah, I chat with angels. So there. And people would get the deer in the headlight thing and they would look at their wrist, whether they had a watch on or not. Oh my, I got to go. Like, okay, well, that's not working. I did the diversionary tactic. Like, oh, wasn't that a beautiful day? And never answered the question. So either scenario, I wasn't feeling safe to be me.
Well, and yeah, and again, I just want to throw in there because I also think that that is one of the, even though you said it was a simple question, it's one of the beautiful questions because mm-hmm. a lot of times when people are like coming into themselves and transforming parts of their life, one of the difficult issues they have is with the people around them because they want to see them as they were.
Exactly. That's beautifully put because we're very complacent in general. Humankind is very complacent. We don't like change.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So if I change and you still want to hang out with me, you got to change. I don't want to change. So how many times have you seen, I mean, it's even demonstrated in TV shows. One character will announce, I'm going on a diet. In the next scene, the person's making cake and say, hey, you want some? We're
exactly.
always, right? We're always getting self-sabotage because I like you where you are because I know what I'm getting. But that's the beauty of it. Why is it safe for me to be me? And I'm saying it every day because every day presents a different life adventure for me to step more comfortably in my power. So yeah, those folks that want to give me cake when it's not in my best interest, they just start naturally drifting off by the wayside, which allows better people to come forward. Because I find since I've been saying this, I don't have to explain as much what I do. When before I started asking this question, people just get it, which is lovely because people are, we're resonating more at that same energy level. You know, they just naturally understand.
Well, and exactly, because also on an energetic level, when you feel more confident, it's more like you understand better too. And so when you come across people, there's not like mixed energy signals.
Beautifully put. Exactly right.
Yeah. 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 I think it's, so now how do people, how do people like get a hold of these questions that you get?
Well, like I said, the book is coming out. You can pre-order it on Amazon already. So the book is simply called Ask Formations, AskFirmations.
Gotcha. And you also, as you were talking before too, you also have angel cards as well, right?
I do indeed. That was my first, big product. You know, the angel said, you're going to make a card deck. And I kind of fell on the floor laughing. I'm like, yeah, sure I am. Because God knows the world needs another angel card deck. And they go, no. Listen, I said, all right, you have got to so explain why we need another card deck because we have tons of them out there. They go, yeah. Listen, honey. I'm like, all right. Think of the decks you currently have. I went, yeah, they're beautiful. I'm like, yeah, they're gorgeous. They're beautifully illustrated. And they go, uh-huh. Are your clients paying more attention to the symbolic meaning of the illustration and not our message? I went, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, you got me. So I go, they said, it's time to go back to basics. You know, again, humankind, we love to make things difficult.
Yes.
Anything, right? Anything. We even have a mantra for it. Anything worth having, you have to work hard for it.
Right. And we love to embellish on what's already there.
Exactly. So my card deck, the message stands on its own. And there are two illustrations on every card. Every card in the upper left-hand corner has an abstract rose because everything does indeed come from love. And the only other illustration is a symbol that they gave me. So there are 44 cards and a guidebook. I wrote the deck and guidebook in a 2-week period. And about a year later, the 14 symbols, 14 angels, there's a symbol for each of those angels. And they gave me those in one evening. And they all have three things in common, a distinct starting point, distinct ending point, and they can all be drawn in one motion. So I took it at face value. I put them on the cards. You know, what did I know? Like, okay, they're done. Got them printed. And we're doing a show, a retail show. Oh gosh, I guess it's about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. It'll be 2 years this April. And this young man comes over to the booth and he sees the cards, his mouth drops and he looks at me and he's going doing this back and forth thing. He says, can I show you something? He really drops his voice. I said, sure. And he pulls out his phone. He says, I wish I knew you were going to be here because I would have brought my notebook. He showed me pages and pages and pages of symbols that look just like mine. Mm. And we both went, whoa. So and then the angel said, finally, she's looking around because this is these symbols I've come to understand and now can share. It's angelic language, which is why you see them kind of splattered about my product line. It's not because I got bored and didn't know what else to do with them. Mm-hmm. It's because whatever they're associated with is empowering that product with that angel's energy and their mission.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then, so on top, as far as that goes though, how should I say, you infuse the products with the symbols and with, but, and as being energy intuitive, you also kind of channel that energy from the angels, correct?
Absolutely. So like I said, I don't make the products, I design them, but we get shipments in. You know, the candles come in, the misters, the roll-ons, the jewelry, every product comes in. So every time we get a new shipment of merchandise, I sit with it and just raise the vibration of it with the intent that it's helping to inspire and empower. That's the only egoic thing is, I can't say, oh, I want Lisa to be more successful. I don't know what your life journey is supposed to be, but these are designed to help inspire and empower you. And I leave it at that.
Exactly. And then, so let me just ask you out off the top, for as we were talking about earlier, and we will be coming up to another commercial break in a minute, but as we were talking earlier about and considering your question, why is it safe for me to be safe? What, as far as your products go, what would you suggest for people that are on this journey of trying to step into and embrace their own essence and what they love and on that road to doing what they want to do?
Well, that's why I created the card deck, because it's that written word. And like I mentioned, there are 14 angels in the deck. That's why there are 14 angel medallions. There are 14 different angel candles. There are 14 different sacred misters, 14 different roll-ons. So you get that ongoing support. And I don't think there's any other deck in the world that has that outside of support after the deck. See, I always recommend for those that are curious.
That's okay.
We'll come back.
We will. Everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Chris Alexandria, Angel Intuitive. We'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Chris Alexandria, Angel Intuitive. Chris, you were saying.
Yes.
You were saying.
I was.
We went on break.
Yes. We were talking about the cards.
Yes.
And it's the only deck, like I mentioned, to my knowledge, that has such support outside the deck. And that's where I recommend people to start. You know, if they're in, you know, if they're interested in exploring their mission, what they really want to be doing, they have a connection with the angelic realm, I say go for it. And then, if let's say, you know, I always recommend folks start with Big Mike, as I call him, Archangel Michael, because he's the protector. He protects all of us when we ask for help. That's the beauty of the angels. They don't interfere because we have this really cool thing called free will.
Right.
We can be left to our own devices, which can be very human, which means stupid.
And scary.
and scary. So unless we ask for help, they typically don't interfere.
Right.
You know, there are always extenuating circumstances when they have saved someone from a situation where they weren't asked for help. And it just simply means that it wasn't quite your time.
Gotcha.
But Michael is always, always there to help us protect. I mean, he's the patron saint of the police force in this country. So there you go.
Gotcha. Now, I wanted to add, so we've got, you know, you suggested about why it's safe for me to be me. Are there any other of the ask-formations you can share with us that helpful for people? I'm not asking you to reveal the whole book.
But No. I'd love to share. So why is it safe for me to be me? So think about what we started talking about with that delicious chocolate cake. We don't want to be sabotaged. We would like to be supported.
Yes.
Right? So why am I so supported? And this is where it's really funny when I talk with clients, they go, you mean supportive? And I look at him and I laugh. I said, no, you support enough people. Isn't it time you got some of that support back? And it's this huge, huge light bulb, aha, oh my God moment for them. It's no, why am I so supported? Because that's one of the keys of ask formation. Guess what? It is all about you. It's not, you know, I can't do an ask formation with you in mind. Why is it so easy for Lisa to be successful beyond her dreams? Again, I don't know what your life journey is supposed to be like.
Right.
So it has to be about me. Why is it so easy for Johnny or Joey or Lisa or, you know, Kimmy, whoever your heart's desire is, to love me? Well, no, if they don't love you, they probably don't deserve you because you're fantastic as you are. You would ask, why is it so easy for me to give and receive love?
Gotcha.
You know, my husband and I have been married for over 30 years. You know, so we've had a disagreement or two in that, you know, 30 plus years of being together.
Just one or two?
Just a few. But the more I ask, why is it safe for me to be me? The more I ask, why am I so supported? Because I came up with that one because I was getting ready to launch Angel Chatter, certainly, you know, outside my home office. And I wanted my family to support me. I wanted to get support by customers and clients. But I couldn't say, why does my family support me? Why do I have, you know, I couldn't bend anybody's will.
Right.
So that's the really cool thing. Why am I so supported? I've had people walk into my life. I had no idea they'd existed that are stepping in to help me take it where it's supposed to go.
Gotcha. And I, Yes, go ahead.
And that's one of the beauties of ask formations. You leave it open-ended because we think we know better. We can overthink. You know, we only know because we're human, and this is not a bad thing, but we only know of so many solutions. Well, there are tons of other solutions out there. You know, a very abstract but real example. Years ago, my sister was visiting me, and we went down to the beach. She was here for a week, so we're going to the beach daily. And an oyster catcher, which is a shorebird, built its nest on the ground. And it was very close to the parking lot. So we would go check on Mama and Papa daily to make sure, not just to make sure, like, you know, we were its caretakers. We would go and check on it every day. Well, we had a couple big storms come through and the tide was rising because it was full moon. And of course, we were panicked that this nest was going to be destroyed. But what could we do? Well, little did we know that the birds will move the nest. So a very real example, but taken outside of us. We only know so much.
Yes. Yes. It's true. It's true. And speaking as you were talking, not as about the bird itself, but as about this is a time a lot of people are, focused on relationships.
Sure.
Coming into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any guidance regarding that for people?
Well, I would start with why is it safe for me to be me? Because if you're not in a really true love relationship yet. So think about when, even though it's been over 30 years since I've been on a date, you know, I remember we always put our best foot forward, right?
Right.
And eventually, which means we try to comply because we want to be liked. We want to be respected. This is like, you know, going back to high school. We want to be with the in crowd. So we try to conform. Eventually, you know, that gets exhausting, you know, and eventually the mask comes off and the real person emerges and we feel like we, quote, wasted all this time on that person. No, what they're actually doing is showing you you're not being true to you by dating me to begin with. So why is it safe for me to be me?
Gotcha.
You know, we told our daughters, dating is not just, you know, basically interviewing potential mates. You're actually, it's a self-discovery of you. What's acceptable? What's a game changer? And what are those things you can, you know, put up with because it's not that big in the scheme of things. Like my husband's on this new, I don't know why, all of a sudden it's really difficult for him to close the kitchen drawers and cabinet doors.
Okay.
I'm like, seriously? After the, you know, so I walk by and I slam them shut and he looks at me like, what? But is that a game changer? Of course not.
Right.
It's small in the scheme of things. So you learn about you more. So why is it safe for me to be me? You know, and then putting out that ask formation. Why is it so easy for me to give? Which is really isn't much of the issue. The issue for so many of us is receiving that love back because we don't feel worthy of it.
Right.
Which would then lead me to the next ask formation. Why am I worthy of all I desire?
That's a good one.
It is a good one. And it's one I frequently recommend that you would say in association with your vision board.
Okay. Now let's backtrack a little bit because a lot of people don't know what a vision board is.
Ooh, it's a yummy little device. I actually call them heart illumination boards because sometimes people's self-esteem, self-worth is so low that if I'm going to make this vision board crap, I'm not worthy any of it. I don't care what I would like to have. So I said, all right, that's fine. Let's call it your heart illumination board. What does your heart say it really loves? So this is all you need, guys. Big old poster board because you want your life to be big, huge, not confined by an 8.5 by sheet of paper. Yes, you can do them online, but it's so much more fun to do it old school way. So you're going to get 2 or 3 magazines of ones that you're guided to accept. So if you're all focused on love, why would you get an automotive magazine?
You know, really?
Right? So you're looking for ones that have a certain theme that resonate with you. And you're going to go through the magazine very quickly. You're not going to judge which picture catches your eye, which phrase catches your eye. And unless you're a professional model, the odds of you finding your picture in that magazine are pretty slim and none. So you're going with how the photo makes you feel.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter if you're in your 50s and you see a photo of a young woman or, you know, a 90-year-old woman. Don't you want to be young at heart? Don't you? What wouldn't you like to be more vivacious when you're 90 years old? So you go with how it makes you feel. Doesn't matter if it's even the same skin color. Doesn't matter if they're black, purple, polka dotted, white, yellow, pink. How does it make you feel? And the same thing with those phrases. Don't guess it. Don't try to read into it. Just rip the page out and put it in a pile next to you. Go through the magazine one more time. So you're going to go through each magazine twice. Now you've got this great little pile of phrases and pictures. Now cut them out and so it looks pretty. And then begin to arrange them on your board. So when I did my very first one, I was in soul coach training. So I was assumed that I knew what I was doing.
Right.
Newsflash. I had no idea what I was doing. And I'm looking at people and they're all excited. I'm going, I have no clue what's going on here.
And you know, I just want to throw this in there because, you know, on my first one too, I mean, we really don't know what we're doing, but if you go back, I remember the first vision board I did, and looking back at it now, even though I didn't know what I was doing, a lot of that stuff came into reality. And
exactly.
So sometimes it's your soul that's guiding you, not necessarily you.
Yeah. Again, don't overthink this. It's like, right. so that's why I call it the heart illumination board. What would I like to have? Let's just have, it's just having fun. So you set the mood, you put on some music, have an adult libation if you want, have tea, just have fun with it. Have, you know, a heart illumination party, get some friends over, family. So when I did my very first one, I had these, I thought, very random pictures. Well, when I started putting them on the board, I can be very anal at times. And who knew I really craved having good female friends?
Gotcha.
There was a whole section on the board that was all men helping women. It was a huge eye-opener for me. There was a section on romance. And a photo on your bedroom.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Chris Alexandria, Angel Intuitive. Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were saying, actually, that even though you didn't feel as though you knew what you were doing, that at the end of the day, when you looked back at your board, it really told you some stuff about yourself.
Oh, it told me volumes. It ended up having four distinct categories. Female friendships, romance, travel, and business. Now, the business end didn't surprise me, but yet again, it did. I didn't know it was going to, it played that much in me. And then the interesting fact is I had all these, quote, weird words, phrases, pictures that didn't fit into any one category. And then I realized that was me at the core, you know, healthy living, yoga, fresh flowers, and different other words that just seem to then, excuse the word again, radiate out to affect the various aspects of my life. So it was really a huge eye opening. And I have this fantastic closed group on Facebook called Angel Chatter. And every January, I encourage them to make a vision board, make a heart illumination board, post it, so they get that ongoing support from the group at large.
Gotcha. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
That's wonderful. No, I think it's a great idea. And it's, I like this fact that they can get the ongoing support from the group itself.
Oh, it's really, I invite everybody that's listening to join our group. If you're on Facebook, look us up. It's a closed group, which means you have to ask to join. If you like it, that you've hit my business page. And it's sacred space. So I tell people what is said and shared in chatter stays in chatter. And yeah. So many, Lisa, have become literal friends. Like, oh my gosh, you live 3 miles from me? How come we've never met? And it's just a very, very, very cool place to be.
Wonderful. And since, as long as we're talking about that now, can mm-hmm. you tell us, what you may have upcoming and some of your workshops and seminars and stuff like
sure.
that?
Well, we actually did our expo schedule for the year, and For the year, as planned right now, we have 13. So we're going to be busy again, hopefully not in the so tight as we were this past year. And my first one's going to be held in Somerset, New Jersey at a private residence. It's a weekend of wellness and inspiration. So if that's something you're interested in, look up this woman. Her name is Patricia Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T-E. Reiki.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's me and a few other experts are coming in to be teaching for an hour. We've got cranial sacral. We've got some raw food going on. We have ask affirmations. We have a segment on self-care, singing bowl meditation. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. And are you going to be in LA?
No. not anytime soon. We do.
Or another part of Southern California.
I don't have it planned at the moment.
Gotcha.
Out that far west. When I do, I shall let you know.
Yes, because I know people out here would love to see you.
Oh, I would love to meet other people out there. Such.
And tell us about some of the workshops you actually. You teach this work, correct?
I do. So whenever we do a retail show, they call them, pretty much every one of them, I give a free lecture where we can talk about affirmation. I did a gallery reading when we did a show in Massachusetts this past year. So it varies, and it varies according to what the angels tell me to present when I'm filling out my application. So it's... We have fun with it.
Great, great. That's wonderful. And when you teach the work, do you teach it online or?
Yes. Well, I am going to be launching an authorization course, so you too can be an angel chatter intuitive.
Awesome.
That will be coming out the end of this quarter, beginning of second quarter. I'm wrapping up the book now, so I want to get that finalized. I have a small beta group going and doing the course with me, so you know, giving me feedback, did I give you too much, did I not give you enough, you know, all of that important stuff. And I want to finalize that, polish it all up, and then present it to the world at large. That will be initially online. I have been told that I will be also offering it in person. Haven't figured out, or I haven't been informed, is probably a better phrase, of the logistics of that yet.
Gotcha. And then also, I wanted you to tell everybody, you talked to us about your cards. Can you tell us a little about some of your other products, like your jewelry and
sure.
candles and other
sure.
things?
Well, the candles are fairly, well, everything's really close to my heart. It just depends on my mood. it really does. The candles are made in the Baltimore area. They're kosher soy wax. And that's important because as it's kosher soy, when the candle is melting, you can use it as a lotion.
Gotcha.
And you can't do that with paraffin. You can do it with lower grade soy, but then that's the wax is more grainy. So energetically, it's like you're putting the angel's energy on you. It's really, they're so lovely. And the same scent of the candles will be the same scent in the Mistures and Roll-Ons. And they all have a crystal embedded in the product to help raise the vibration as it's associated with that particular angel, as well as having the angel symbol on the label. And then my jewelry, it's all made actually very close to you in the LA area.
Gotcha.
And it complies with all of your very strict California laws with the 925, all of that stuff. And a lot of them have a crystal associated with them, more or less. Like I always wear Heart Flight. It'll be a rare photo that you see of me in recent times that I'm not wearing this necklace. I mean, I really do adore it.
Uh-huh.
And that's capped with a faceted rose quartz. Rose quartz is that premier stone of self-love. And you know this, Lisa, it's an epidemic.
Yes.
We could all love ourselves a whole lot more.
So, yep. A whole lot more.
So that's why that stone is on Heart Flight. It's allowing your dreams to take flight, allowing your heart to soar. So, I have my angel intention medallions. Again, those are those sacred symbols, those angelic symbols. And they're very simple. Men wear them, women wear them. We're coming out with some worse stuff. They're already in. We have, I've been taking photos. I've been channeling Annie Leibovitz.
And
hopefully I'll do her somewhat proud and taking more product photos. So we'll be uploading some new products this month I am so beyond excited. One of them is, they're called Angel Bells. It is the quickest we have ever conceived of a product and actually had it in physical form. I think it was less than 3 weeks. No, I know it was less than three. My jeweler says, no, it was less than two. I feel more comfortable with three. But in any case, it was we conceived the product. We drew things up, and they're being launched this month, and they're fantastic.
Can you tell us what they are? Or?
Yes, they're little angel bells that you can use as a keychain.
Okay.
And how many do I have? I have Michael, Raphael, Guardian Angel, Zachiel. I think there are five of them. Let me double check. So they're 100% pewter, and they are already attached to the keychain. They are a bell. They're a real little bell, and they're just lovely. And they're have a great tone, the detail on them. I mean, Herc the Carver outdid himself in record time. Yes, we have Gabriel, Guardian Angel, Michael, Raphael, and Zadkiel.
Wonderful.
Those are the ones we'll be launching initially. And they really are lovely. I could not be more pleased if I wanted to be. So those are coming very, very soon. And we have another line of jewelry, a little bit lower end, but doesn't make it any less desirable, called Just Because. So one side will say Just Because, and the back side will say the intention. So Just Because, love matters.
Gotcha.
And those are going to be on a chain. There are some, not all of them, but a few of them, when appropriate. There are a few we're going to have some Swarovski crystals, you know, very, very tiny, just to add a little bit of sparkle in it. So those will be debuting also this month.
Wonderful.
And we took those same dog tags and made them into keychains as well. So we're going to have a lot of product launching.
Perfect.
This month. Yeah. So just stay tuned. And if you're
okay. Yeah, we're excited.
Thank you. I am too.
And we're actually getting close to running out of time here, and I don't want the music to come in to cut us off before. And I really do want to thank you for being with us. I think even just your one askformation about why is it safe for me to be me will actually, if nothing else on the show, I think that will change people's lives.
Without a doubt, it is the game changer.
Yeah. And so I really want to thank you for being on the show this morning. And again, everybody, I want you to check out Chris's website at www.angelchatter.com. And thank you all for being out there hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa Phoenix is on every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So please tune back in with us next week. Thank you so much.